The passage of the gospel that we read this evening, it's part of the speech or talk that Jesus did with his disciples at the Last Supper. So he ate the Last Supper with them, and then he just stayed with them, telling them so many things. I think it's like you visit with a friend you haven't seen for a long time, and you just want to spend that time just catching up, telling that to your friend how much you miss your friend, telling the good things that you have done, and now before you leave, you don't know when you're going to see your friend again, and you just tell them how much you love them, how much they mean to you, that you are always there if you can do anything for them. I think it's something like that, because during this talk, the Gospel of John spent 5 chapters on this. So chapter 13, 14, 15, 16, and 17. So I would encourage you, if you haven't read these 5 chapters together, read them together. It's really powerful. You find a lot of good things there. Jesus says many, many good things, many deep things to his disciples. During this speech too, is when he washed their feet, and then he tells them that I have washed your feet, even though I am the master, even though I am the Lord. So you have to do that for one another too. He told them also during this time that I don't call you slaves anymore. Now I call you my friends, because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. During that time, he also told them that there is no love greater than laying down one's life for a friend. That is the greatest love, to lay down your life for a friend. One thing that it was very encouraging for me when I was reading it, chapter 16, at the end of chapter 16, Jesus says to them, I have overcome the world. You do not be afraid. He said, you will find a lot of tribulation in the world, but do not be afraid. I have overcome the world. I find that very, very uplifting, very encouraging, because we see a lot of challenges in the world. We see a lot of difficulties in the world. But Jesus says, be confident. You can overcome this. I have done it, and I am always with you. But going back to this passage that we read this evening, chapter 15, Jesus says to them, I will be with you only for a little while longer, but I'll give you this commandment. Before I leave you, I want to give you this commandment. And he said, love one another as I have loved you. That's a commandment. It's new, and it's so meaningful. And Jesus has complete authority to give us this new commandment. Jesus has that authority because he has loved his disciples to the end. He did everything for them. He had the most genuine love. He had the most sincere love. He had the strongest love for them. And they knew that. So he did all the miracles for them. He did the miracles before them. He fed them. He took care of them. He washed their feet. He shared his body and his blood with them. So they knew that this is this man who is talking. Besides being the Son of God, he has given all the love that he can. So with that authority, he says to them, now it's your turn. Now you do it for one another. That's so beautiful, but at the same time, that's so challenging. Because that means that, how much do you have to love your family? Well, you have to look at the cross and say, well, that's how much I have to love my family. How much do you have to love your classmates or your co-workers? You look at the cross and say, that is how much I have to love people around me. How much do you love your relative, even your mother-in-law? So you have to watch the crucifix and say, that's how much I have to love my mother-in-law or any person. Because that's the new commandment. And it's not just a suggestion. Jesus Christ, I got this from Father Carl. Somehow I was listening to his homily there. It's not just a suggestion. It's like, I want to suggest to you this thing. I think this is good for you. No, it's a commandment. This is the new commandment that I'm giving you. You have to do this for one another. That's so beautiful, but at the same time, it's a big challenge. That is the standard of love. A lot of times we treat one another as others have treated us. So if someone was not very nice to us, that's how we treat that person. If that person was not very kind to us, that's how we want to treat that person. If that person was a little bit mean to me, I am going to be a little bit mean to that person. If it is too mean to that person, I will be also too mean to that person. A lot of times, we fall into this cycle, and nobody can rescue us from this cycle. It's a cycle of negativity, a cycle of resentment, and it happens a lot, and it's easy to fall into. But this is the new commandment, can take us out of this cycle of negativity. So someone is mistreating us, someone is not loving us much. We see the crucifix, we see what Jesus has done for us, and say, I am going to follow the new commandment from our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the new commandment that the Lord has given us, to love one another as He has loved us. So we have to follow it with the people that we deal with every day. One part of this gospel, it touched me when I was reading it. It's when Jesus says, I will be with you only for a little while longer. And I thought about my transition, that I am in this parish only for a little while longer. And I thought about, like, have I loved these people? Have I loved these people at St. Joseph and Paul? How much I have loved them? How much I have served them? So I did some examination of conscience, and I think that I bear good witness of the love of God, even though it was not perfect. I think I try as much as I could to show, to be a witness of the love of God to this parish. I cannot, like, give you a new commandment, because only the Lord Jesus can do that. But what I can say is that, let us love one another as our Lord Jesus has loved us. And I hope I have done my part. I hope I have given all I can. And that's my encouragement for you. Let's continue loving one another. Let's continue building up this community. This community is such a beautiful community. It's a very welcoming, very vibrant, many people participating, many people willing to do a lot for this parish. That's so beautiful. But at the same time, we know that this parish is also facing some difficulties, facing some challenges. But the new commandment from our Lord Jesus Christ can help us to overcome all these difficulties. On our first reading, we hear that Paul and Barnabas went to this town, and they strengthened the spirit of the disciples, and they told those disciples to persevere in faith, and they told them that it is necessary to undergo many hardships to enter the kingdom of heaven. So it's necessary. It's not like, well, if it happens that you have some difficulties, be strong. No, it's not like if it happens, no. But it's necessary to undergo many hardships to enter the kingdom of God. And I think this parish is doing many good things. And that's my wish, and that's my hope, that we'll continue becoming stronger. I hope that my ministry here at St. Joseph and Paul somehow has strengthened the spirit of this parish. And I will continue giving all I can during these last 3 weeks. And may the love of God, may the new commandment strengthen us. This is the new commandment. And one thing that, this is the last thing I want to repeat, is that our Lord Jesus Christ has the authority to say this to us, because He has loved us. And I encourage each one of us to check how much the Lord has loved you. Think about that, how much the Lord has loved you. Just think about your life. Maybe you have lived 5 years or 7 years. I think it was Bob Lindo who was celebrating his 90th birthday today. So he has a little bit more to reflect on what the Lord has done for him. So let's see that, what the Lord has done for me. And how much love He has given me. And that is what He wants us to do for other people around us.